and it hasn't remained confidential. Someone has tipped off the Chinese, apparently. That's what we understand.
Yeah, I mean, there's all sorts of very odd theories going around the political circles in Wellington today. And, I mean, maybe there is an investigation going on behind the scenes and very few people know about it. And Fairfax has obviously had the story over the weekend and blown the whistle. There's an alternative theories that actually there are interests in New Zealand that wouldn't want an investigation into supposed second-class steel or brittle steel being used in construction projects in New Zealand. Or the alternative theory is this is just a complete and utter beat-up, and that is why no one seems to know much about this thing. Well, I mean, the trouble is with anything with China, though, it's very hard to tell where geopolitics ends and where trade relations begin, especially when
that's the issue,
you've got
private
New Zealand companies and it's a state-controlled industry.
You know, are they getting their officials to talk to Zespri? Are they getting their officials to talk to Fonterra?
Well, that's a much bigger issue to me than the issue of so-called steel dumping, which I'm always a bit suspicious of, because what that actually means is that there's too much steel in the world market and it's cheap and some industries dumping it. And the same has happened with milk powder, the same has happened other raw products. So, you know, steel dumping can actually be quite good for the consumer. The second issue, is the steel unsafe? Is it lacking quality? Which is exactly why we need regulation.
We will wait to hear from MB. We've got to leave it there. Josie Bagani, political commentator, Jordan Williams from the Taxpayers Union. Thank you to you both on the huddle. In a moment, the reporter travelling with John Key. We'll speak to him in just a tick.